Up next is Cincinnati's Conscience with Jay Allday, where hippie meets the hood. On Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org. Coming soon to Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
WVQC as a community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or its board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of the programmers, or their guests. Thank you for listening. This is Jay Allday. Welcome to another edition of Cincinnati's Conscience. We're the only show in town where the citizen is our celebrity. I'd like to say happy Monday to you. Me and my cohort in crime, Colay, hopes to bring you the best and brightest of Cincinnati. Before we begin with the regular scheduled segments like For Real and Poetry Patch, let's do what we do best, play the best in local music. This song, as well as the first song you heard, was by a group called After Sleep. They are so live. Their CD, Tips and Technicolor, are the hottest things out right now. Please take a listen and tell us what you think. This is WVQC, and you're listening to Cincinnati's Conscience. Are you turned on?
Thank you. What up, y'all? It's Jay All Day. This is Cincinnati's Conscience, and we have Idris in the building, and he's talking about stuff coming out, so it's going to be a good show, a good show. We'd officially like to welcome you. Like I said, this is Jay All Day with my girl.
Cole.
Coke. Yeah, we feeling free today, this Monday. It's beautiful as far as sunshine. And we got sunshine in the booth with Mr. Idrisa. What's good?
How y'all doing?
I'm good.
Mr. IE,
whatever. I think I'll go with Mr. IE.
Yeah, my students used to call me that, so that kind of stuff.
Well, since I'm a student of life, we're going to go with that.
Okay,
Coco! Don't sit over there giggling. Yeah. Ain't no giggling up in here. This is Cincinnati's Conscience, y'all. We're the only show in town where citizens of Cincinnati are the celebrities.
Yeah.
Cole, you quiet today. What's up with you? How was your weekend?
I'm not quiet today. It just started.
You know what? Go.
My weekend was dope.
Yeah.
My weekend was dope.
What you do?
I went to the crack sauce, release the recipe thing.
The CD mix release?
Yes, at Bob's. It was crazy.
I got
a newfound love for hip hop again. It's like I feel like I want to fall back in love with it.
Oh, what?
I kept myself out of it. You know what I'm saying? I think the last time I've been out was when I seen you down at Mid City Point at Max.
That was
the last time I've been out to a little concert.
Cole, I think you drink a little bit too much. We've been to a concert since then.
But I'm not gonna put you out in front of everybody.
Well, I'm talking about the excitement.
Everybody.
I'm talking about the excitement.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. I got you. I respect that. I'm just being feisty today. We are, you know.
Yeah, I feel like it. You know, when you ain't gotta get a couple of drinks and you two enjoy the music,
okay,
then you know you back.
Can we throw an O out to Babas and Jay Skills and everybody who came out this past weekend? Let's throw an O. Oh, just throwing a little oh love. You and Jordan, yeah, for those who don't know, y'all just listening in, Cincinnati's Conscience likes to give props to not only the city of Cincinnati, but also to the state of Ohio as a whole, because we ain't hating. We just relating.
Relating.
Thank you again for listening. We would not be on the air and in your hearts, we hope, without you, so thank you again. Shouts out and O's for Media Bridges and WVQC for them allowing us to do what we do for you. Cincinnati's Conscience is not only a mindset, it's not only a mindset, but it's a movement. And although movements have to stop, sometimes we hope that it's just a continuous thing. It's, you know, if you pause, it's all right. Just pick up again when you're ready.
That's it.
That's it. Y'all listening to our guest today, Drees. I'm getting used to Mr. I.E. Didn't I say I was going to call him Mr.
I.E.?
Let's get some background on you. Okay. Enough about Cincinnati's Conscience. Tell us some background. You from Cincinnati? If not, where are you coming from?
Just north of the Mason-Dixon line.
direct us.
Right across from Kentucky in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
I'm a resident of Barn Hill still to this day. I've been all over the world with what I do in the UK, nationally, all over the states. And I'm always coming back to the place of my birth. And
okay.
I appreciate where I'm from. I love the people that I grew up with.
Okay.
My family, we're pretty strong. My team is strong. Anywhere that I go, that's what I represent. And we always have where we go.
Okay. Okay. So let's get a little bit more in depth. What schools did you go to? You know, who you hang with?
I went to Hartwell Elementary School. That's the Cincinnati Bilingual
Academy. We love Hartwell too.
Yeah. I did Spanish for 12 years, and I went to
really
school center. Yeah, I'm pretty selective with Spanish.
Just a little bit. Can you just say a couple words? Because I'm so digging.
The Afro-Cuban type.
Okay. Give something to them. Say something to them. Just maybe small. Greetings. Some love. You know what? You could be saying wooga wooga wooga. That voice. You could be saying dota kopteska. It wouldn't matter. You know? Okay. Okay.
Then I went to Hughes Center.
Okay.
They changed Hughes High School to Hughes Center.
Yes, sir.
Try to act like that was some different shit.
Right. Boop. Our machine's a little slow in our filtering, you know. Boop.
And we got potty mouths here. I'm just trying to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to UC.
Okay.
Bachelor's degree from UC. I got a BS in criminal justice.
Okay.
Corrections.
Okay.
And a minor in humanities, and then I went out to Riverside, California, and got a master's degree.
Got family in Riverside. That's what's good.
I love Riverside. Uh-huh. Big up to the IE.
Right.
Empire, which is my second home.
Can we throw an O to them, too?
Yeah.
Can we throw an O long distance?
Long distance.
Oh! That's from Ohio, y'all. We on the internet, so they caught it.
So then I got my MFA from out there, creative writing and writing for performing arts.
Okay.
Writing, playwriting, and poetry.
You're a busy man.
Yeah, and then I came back.
Renaissance man.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably, you know, I don't know, man.
You are
kind of a hood Renaissance.
Well, man. Harlem Renaissance started in a hood.
Yeah, it's all hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, we got all those special bridges.
We do. There ain't that. Well, yeah.
You know,
God love.
A little special little mix of spices.
We do.
There, you know.
Do. Make a nice chili. Right, right.
With the black version of that.
Right, right.
So that's what I represent. And since I've been back here, it's been a trying little time. But it's definitely been amazing. And we just been working the arts here, working it real heavy, man, on all different levels.
You're doing a lot, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second, but I want to talk like in the beginning. What got you interested in the arts? You know, I know you took language, which made you explore your boundaries, but what art introduced you, jumped you into all of this that you're doing right now?
This is a great story. Actually, I had a girlfriend when I was in high school. She was an artist. Matter of fact, she signed with the group Not Enough, one of the little hip-hop groups that came out of the city with Warner Brothers.
Right.
They did the remake with Curtis Blow, The Breaks.
What?
Yeah, and that was, okay. That was my girl at that time.
Okay.
But I wasn't big in the arts then. What was funny about it, I just read her shit, critiqued it. That's another beep on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I went to the military, I wrote my first poem when I was in the Army in basic training.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, we kind of like stopped talking, and you know, I was really religious, and religion was saying that I shouldn't be with her, so it made me start reading books and questioning lifestyle, philosophies and such, just world philosophies and religions.
Right.
And when I started reading and studying, it really opened me up. And from there, since I realized that the whole religious aspects, the whole religious scene, all that was basically a lie, was all in the eye of the beholder.
Right.
And so I just really got on my ground with reading and studying, then that, since I couldn't get answers from what I perceived as prayers before, my poetry became my prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And then that poetry turned into stage plays, and me working across the globe as far as being a performance artist, then those rhymes, those poems turned into rhymes, and then the rhymes turned into songs, blues songs, and things like that. So, I've always been a student of music and the arts since then.
Right.
And I just, I just love the spectrum from the beginning. Well, I'm going to say the beginning from, like, enslavement, post-enslavement with blues music, and some of the Negro type of spiritual things on up until right now, we're kind of a renaissance or a neo type of soul, neo type of blues situation that comes out of the music, the rhyme, and the spoken word that's happening right now. It's all the same thing,
right?
But it just keeps growing and it keeps reshaping. And it's all about being subversive and having that special type of word that only comes out of the hood.
Right. Well, you not only delve in music. I know that's your passion in poetry, but you're also in the theatrical. I mean, my first introduction, really, and I had seen you before musically, so I won't say first, but, you know, real interest, curiosity was seeing you in a film that we worked on together, the 48-hour film project.
Yeah.
I throw a little ode to John, you know,
yeah,
John. Yeah. But to see you take over a set, I was just, kind of blown away. You know, you have these preconceived ideas about an individual. Not necessarily good, not necessarily bad, but preconceived nonetheless.
Yeah.
And to see them do something slightly outside of your expectation, but be totally pleasant in my surprise or in the surprise of the, you know, what got you into theatrics? You know, that part of the art.
When I was in UC, and they were doing a play at the time called, it was an Intozaki Shange piece. Spell Number 7 is what they were doing. And the director of the piece.
Spell Number 7.
Spell Number 7 by Intozaki Shange.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Dope piece.
Okay.
And what ended up happening was 2 weeks before the show, a guy quit 2 weeks before the show.
This is going to be a good show.
I said, man, beforehand, I said, man, if you ever had something, I would like to, be a part of something to do. And he came 2 weeks before the show. And he was like, man, we got this part of Ross, man. Can you do it? And ever since then, it only takes me 2 weeks.
Right.
I've done in Santa Monica, anything that I've done in the UK. I mean, any of the places, New York, that I've done performance artwork as a thespian, it only takes me 2 weeks because I started from 2 weeks.
Right, but that's right.
That was the beginning of it. And from there, the stage play, the presentations from the stage, I add that into how I present myself in anything that I do on the stage.
Mm.
It's always a constant reworking of performance performance shit with if it's wrong, if the song.
Whatever. Right. Well, the beauty of watching you is that you see that. It's very evident, which is how you gain me as a fan rather quickly, to see that I didn't know length of time, study, technique, but that you throw yourself into it. And when I say throw yourself into whatever you're doing, you leave your mark, your stamp, so it's very much not just a song or a play or a piece of poetry. It's more like it's Dries's song, it's Dries's play, it's Dries's poetry. You know what I'm saying? So that's the beauty of it.
What you have to realize if you're an artist is that when it's time for you to play a role, you don't play the role, you become the role. And when you become the role, you are paying homage to the personage of the role. If I'm playing a blues man preacher, there are people in my life who have passed on.
Right.
There are great blues musicians, Son House, and the likes of those musicians who came and they're no longer here. So for me to be a contemporary, for me to be in that space and have a chance to represent, I feel like to try to represent that medium for them, I like to really try to give my all. And it makes me, I feel like I'm really respecting the people that came before me, those that I did know and those that I didn't know, but I can just give a little credence to what they did when they did it and make that shit be what it is.
Well, I think it helps that initially respecting that you go in becoming the role. If you are blessed in the art and recognize that the power is in you, then that role that you took on becomes you. And so you're remembered for that role.
He became that role, y'all. I was so weak.
What the role was is basically I was a thieving preacher. They met me at a crossroads. They were somewhere. The two lead characters of the play. And basically they came upon a preacher and they wanted to get prayed for. And the preacher convinced them that they must be baptized in order for their guy to win the MMA fight and stole their car. But basically, you know, I just did some blues with my acoustic bass, sang, and just really got into that character. Had fun. Actually, I do a lot with that character now.
Do you? It was very much a role for you.
Yeah, it was.
Sadly, it did not win any awards, but I believe it was the loss of the 48 hours. We'll talk about that in a second. We'll talk about that and some other stuff. We have Adresa in here, and this is like fun and family, but we got to pay tribute and pay some bills. So it's on to the next Cincinnati shout-out. Cincinnati's Conscience is about music as well as the citizens. And so Cole hit me to a track that we gonna play right now. We met them, or I had the joy of seeing them live at the mixed release, CD for Crack Sauce. It was Forte, right?
Right.
And they sent us a track. They contacted us, let us know that they want us to throw them some love, and I thought,
conscience track.
Yeah, his conscience track. It's called "It's Crazy," which could be a conscious track. You know, it's talking about real thoughts, real emotions. But what grabbed me is that little spice of West Coast. You know, it's all natty, strong nattiness. But they sprinkled a little bit of West Coast seasonings. You know, sometimes you get some little red, you know, little... With Cole, you said it sounded like some Snoop to you, reminiscent of some Snoop.
Yeah, Ice Cube. That's
I think the reason why I love specifically, I can't speak for other people, but it's Cincinnati was very much a blue collar city. And the massive parts of Southern California is also a blue collar city.
Right.
The Dickies and the Chucks, that all that is that came out of watching your parents, they work clothes.
Right.
They just emulated the same thing. I mean, people here was wearing Chucks and Dickies. And not even trying to be West Coast.
My
father bought me the Chucks because that's where he went in the 70s. And I watched him wear work clothes. And that
sometimes
was
it was only what we could afford, honestly, when the Knights and the...
And that's how the sales came out. And that's indicative of Paul working blue-collar people.
They get the white tee.
Turning it into something that's mad fresh.
Right. So that's where we get a little bit. Well, the blessing of us being in the valley is that we get poured in the waters from all sides of the country. I mean, a little bit from the East Coast, the waters, the West Coast as we ebb and flow. Right. So Cincinnati has a blessing of getting all those flavors, mixing it up and making something that's uniquely our own chili.
Right. And that's the That's the good thing. The bad thing is a lot of people take some of it and they hold on to it too much.
Right.
And lose the Cincinnati-ness.
Right. Right.
So,
right.
You know, our goal is to study it and to take from it, but also just have our own sound from it.
That's right. This is Cincinnati's Conscience. We're going to go ahead and play It's Crazy for you. Colette going to throw some O's out to the guys and make it happen.
So let's throw this O out to Fote.
Oh!
Let's throw an O out to Vibe One and to Fire.
Fire and Vibe One, we playing this for you, son. This is Cincinnati's Conscience. Are you turned on?
Oh!
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, talk to me. What? Who got shot?
It's so much, so tough out in these streets. So much hustling and scuffling. Just to eat. Why nobody wanna spread love? Why shit love? What's it all flesh love? When will we have love? And nobody changed this mess.
The streets are so real. So many of us getting killed. Yo, will it ever stop? Man, I pray like hell that it will, so we can build for the future before it's too late. But you gotta have faith and learn from your mistakes so it won't happen again before you end up locked down doing a long bid. Now you a grown man, provide for your kids, cause they didn't ask to be here. And this is what it is when you get caught up and lose focus. Straight up, you tripping, must be that shit you smoking. You hoping that it changed, but it don't. You hoping I explain, but I won't. These streets is full of pain, and that's real talk. I can't believe it. Another homicide, and nobody knows who did it. People, we need to quit it. To all my generation, let's stop all the killing. Cause parents ain't supposed to be burying their own children. Crazy.
It's so rough, so tough, out in these streets. So much hustling, just to eat. Why nobody wants spread love? Why shit love? What's it all flesh love? When will we have love? And nobody changed this mess.
But I'm not part of it all. So what's been said, but every night on the news, there's so much bloodshed. It's the spell of doom, aka King Rule. Niggas want the juice, so they quit to shoot too. No plans for the future, incarcerated maneuvers. 25 a night is how they do ya. The neighborhood blew ya. Then pull the knife out the bag and stuff it to ya. Ain't that a bitch? On top of that, she the neighborhood shit. Catch a call up on tape, selling that shit. Anything goes in the belly of the ghetto. Men going crazy over their women like Othello. Murder, suicide, all we wanna do is die. Family members cry, all they wanna know is why. Never saw the signs when they looked into his eyes. Hey, that boy crazy.
It's so rough, so tough out in these streets. So much hustling, just to eat. Nobody wants spread love, want shit love, what's it all flesh love? When will we have love? Ain't nobody changed this mess.
Time to change, yes, I feel your pain. That don't mean a scheme or go against the grain. I'm saying money or pain don't make you change. Use your brain. Remember when you was going through that change. So who are you to not keep, to not see, to not me? Take time and patience, planning through this matrix. Enough with the fakeness, I excuse your acquaintance, your relatedness. 90% hateness and your lateness. 10% greatness, so no longer can we take this. C-R-A-Z-Y, no longer can we high lie or cry. Taking odd highs to fly. And I thought hip hop would change. Me and Jay the same. Why? We can't use hip hop cause it covers our lives. And no longer can we take just getting by. And no longer can we feed our kids excuses and lies. It's like time to change. Tell them why.
It's so rough, so tough out in these streets. So much hustling, just to eat. Why nobody wants spread love? Why shit love? What's it all flesh love? When will we have love? And nobody changed this mess. But
ain't nobody's fault but our own, baby. Now can't keep pointing the finger, y'all. Look in the mirror. Change self, hold self accountable, y'all.
for sure. Let's go.
It's so rough, so rough. So out in the streets, so much hustling, just to eat. Nobody wanna spread love, shit love, bustin' off mass love. When will we have love? Nobody changed this past.
All right, y'all. What y'all think?
I thought that was crazy.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? It almost makes me want to roll down the window driving on this cold Monday. I said almost. Now, Fote, I love y'all, but it's cold outside.
Throw the heat up.
Boy, it reminds me reminiscent of a little, yeah.
Driving like 15 miles per hour.
That's what's
Ice
good.
Ice Cube.
That's
no.
Warren G. I don't know. I can't remember, but I know exactly who you're talking about. So y'all should call in and let us know who sang with Warren G. 513-564-9600. This is WVQC. You're listening to Cincinnati's Conscience. We are the only show in town where you are shouted out, or as we like to say, thrown some O's. We have Drees in the building.
Mr. I.E.
What'd you think about the track?
I like it.
Okay.
I think it was laid back.
Right.
I like that it was laid back.
Okay.
Me, I'm more of a person. I like, I'm kind of like,
yeah, yeah.
Even though I enjoyed it, I'll be honest. I'm like, come on, man, you gotta sing loud.
you know,
I think it was dope.
You promised to give us a sample in a minute, right? You're gonna let us hear what you do and how you do it.
Yeah.
So give us some information on where people can come and see you live and in person, not just on the air.
That's what's up. Every Sunday at the Greenwich Tavern on Gilbert Avenue in Cincinnati.
Quick O to the Greenwich because they are the truth. The truth. Oh! My goodness. Greenwich!
Greenwich!
Mark, I got me giving you a shout out. The reason why I love the Greenwich so much is because that space, it's a old school classic jazz space.
Yeah.
All the dopest people came through back in the day. Uh-huh. And for me to be able to showcase something, we do a showcase called Purple Lotus Features every Sunday from 7 to 10. And basically, we just have different artists, no matter the genre, come out every week to showcase their art. So it can be a visual artist, you can be a visual artist, you can be a performance artist, singer, songwriter. You can do mime, you can do any type of movement, dance, poetry. And we like to take all those things and mix them up.
Right.
And hopefully, have ensemble building with the different improvs that we do, stuff like that, so people can get comfortable with each other and take their art and stretch it, to the next level. And hopefully, what comes out of that, my goal is to have actual full-length productions come out of it.
Okay.
And then we can take them other places and shop them.
Okay. That's
so every
that.
Sunday, this last night we had Daddy Rich.
Boy, I was so mad. We was stuck at the bus stop, y'all. Yeah. I ain't embarrassed to say that either.
And it was cold.
It was cold. And we missed our bus.
It was
you know what? Yeah, never to be confused with groupies. We fans. And true fans, you know, like the mailman, neither rain nor sleet nor missing a bus or two, most times stops us from getting where we need to go.
The thing about it, though, was in the beginning, we do a thing where it's basically an artist cooperative.
Okay.
Where we have artists, you know, like I might start up with a song, and then after the song, I might keep playing, and then a chord comes up and go to the beat.
Right.
And another MC come up and jump in with the
chord. Oh, gosh.
What ended up happening was we had, like, I threw a beat on, did some, and then it was like, like everybody was an MC. And
I'm
salty.
Like,
really
oh, man.
So it's being felt hardcore. And y'all, I know it has to be because you also do something, and I don't know if it's the same platform, with Sitwells, right?
Yeah, Sitwells, we do an acoustic set.
Boy.
Second and fourth Wednesday.
Okay.
From 9 to 11:30. And what we do at Sitwell's Coffee House, that's up on Ludlow.
Loving some Ludlow.
Yeah, right next to the Esquire Theater.
Yeah.
But what we do is, I play an acoustic bass guitar, I sing. And that's called Purple Lotus.
Right.
Acoustics. And what we do there is a friend of mine, Ty, she plays and sings with me too. We just ask people to, you know, bring the axes out and just be the axe murderer for the night. Sing your songs. If you got djembe, you got flutes, you got any type of acoustic musician, Even if you want to plug up too, we got things you can plug up.
Okay.
To. And we just have fun. The last week we did it, man. We had some woman got up and sang "Hurt With Me," Johnny Cash, Nani. We had some poets. We had a couple different people play and sing. It was nice, really nice.
This is why Cincinnati, y'all. I get goosebumps. This is why Cincinnati, because you got everything here. Mm-hmm. Emphasis on the eerie. Everything right here. Lots of things that you won't find any other place, you right. know. You gonna give us a sample? We're gonna do this. Dun 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 dun. We gonna ask Mr. IE to give us a little live freestyle samples. We have 3 beats to choose from. Hopefully the first will be of your liking. And have you do some free, yeah, mysterious beats.
Yes.
You know, mysterious came out of the woodwork for us, you know.
Yeah.
We just love BL. Nub new. I nub new.
BL.
So let's throw on one. Hopefully you'll like our selection. Let's see what you can do.
If I can't get it off, that's because of your beat, my bro.
Oh. We not throwing that O. Oh.
Catch it.
Yeah, here we go.
I like the first one, though. I just want to see what you got. Número dos, por favor, señorita.
That's
going
to cost you. That's going to cost you. Okay, so you go. Okay. This will be our official poetry patch for the day. Poetry Patch is our segment where we let the hottest in the spoken word arena spit knowledge and truth like Mr. Booth. Hold on just a second.
Mr. Booth.
Number two.
Mr. Booth.
Because that's going to cost you per Mr. Mysterious. Do. Up, y'all. Y'all trying to get in? Y'all trying to get in? Y'all trying to get in? That's what's good. That's what's good. Oh, that was live, y'all. I.E. Mr. I.E.
Born in sin. You know why? Because we're born captive. The glory of an impoverished spirit. A God is but don't know it. Let them tell it. This shit is religious. Doctrines borrowed from something else but shape-shifted. It took a while, but I understand that Muhammad wasn't a Muslim, Buddha, a Buddhist, nor Jesus a Christian. All that dogma trying to kill me. From billboards to pop cultural image. Turn a black girl into Miley Cyrus. The lure is a glitch, now the predator got your spine and paraded. They want to stockpile warehouse a prison full of faggots. What you mean? Rehabilitate the mean out of you. Want to turn you into God-fearing corporate dudes and prostitutes. Anything to force you to be who? Certainly not me.
Oh,
let it be told.
Boy, let it be told.
Let it be told.
Boy, right. Mm-hmm. That's wow. Okay, y'all, this is Cincinnati's Conscience. If you ever want to hit us up, chat with us about what you've heard, give us some feedback, or you'd like to hear something, shout it out at nattiminds@ymail.com. That's nattiminds at ymail.com. Again, we'd like to thank Media Bridges and WVQC letting us do what we do, shouting out love and respect to you.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, we ask everybody on the show two questions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing about Cincinnati? What's your least favorite thing about Cincinnati? Oh. We ask those questions because favorite things shouts each other out, you know, pats us all on the back for a job well done.
Right.
Least favorite tells us we still got work to do.
Right.
So share a little bit of your knowledge and expertise on Cincinnati and tell us what we do good. Well, I'm sorry, do well.
My favorite thing about Cincinnati is its resilience, the people's resilience. By that, the people from my community's resilience, my family's resilience.
Right.
That's one of my favorite things, just the no-die attitude.
Right.
People walk with their heads up no matter what.
Right.
And that's what sets us apart. And what's the bad thing? I'm gonna add the bad thing to that.
Okay.
The bad thing is a lot of people don't recognize. I see it everywhere that I go.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognize it in people. And a lot of times, a lot of people don't recognize that.
Right.
Or don't
even
want
within
to.
Themselves. Or don't want to.
Because that's a heavy responsibility,
it's
you know.
A heavy responsibility. We live in a city that's kind of half white, half black for the most part. And the white people got all the resources.
Yeah.
But the way that we hustle, the way that the ingenuity,
mm-hmm.
Like, you know, my sister sent me text, they selling tennis, they do it. I mean,
right.
people just always coming up with a way to
right.
keep living and keep eating. The baby's still thriving.
Right.
Being healthy no matter what. So, you know, it's a kind of a double-edged sword type of situation.
Right. You know what? I think as we move into the 21st century and throwing O's out to our Latino and Asian communities because
I think more and more it's becoming the haves and the have-nots, because right. I've come across, you know, we were joking on one show talking about some Bengal players who have found success and were approached to give back and decided or opted to decline the opportunity right. for something so very simple. Mm-hmm. So it's, you get to a certain status and then you decide that, you know, you've done, you're doing what you do is enough giving.
Well, you know what it takes though? It takes a very mature person.
Yeah.
When the thing about getting rich and money at a young age, you haven't grown enough in your spirituality and grown enough in yourself as a person to be able to understand what it's really about.
Right.
I mean, it ain't really about the cake. I mean, we only hear until we die.
Right.
And mm-hmm. we always lose sight of that it's more important things to life than what we have. So if you come up, the reason why I love my city so much, because no matter what I do and I come up, for one, I'm not afraid to go out and come back in and step on the same streets that I grew up.
Right, right, right.
But two, when I see people, and they might not be artists at all. Most of my family, they are not artists.
Right.
A lot of them sell dope.
Right.
A lot of them just regular working people.
Right.
A lot of them go to church.
Right.
Just do that. But me, I was so happened to be born a weirdo.
You're not a gifted weirdo.
I was chosen to be the gifted weirdo.
Right.
I mean, all of them, everybody's gifted.
We're the island of misfit toys over here.
I just chose to go
right.
and just, you know, be me.
Right.
And
but right.
the thing about it is right. when I see all my peoples, no matter what walk of life, it's always love.
Right.
And it's genuine. So, you know, if you getting dough in this city,
uh-huh.
I mean, I ain't telling you to let nobody extort you and you
right.
just give handouts.
Right.
But we should figure out ways to create things so that people can be able to create for themselves and empower themselves, which means that you make more money, they make more
right.
money, and you don't have to worry about being extorted or robbed or shot.
Right.
When you work to help other people empower themselves.
Any evidence of a great city or the key evidence to a great city is oftentimes what we give to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because a strong city is a city united.
Right.
On any platform, whether you talk about hunger issues or immigration,
yeah.
homelessness, yeah. literacy.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah you know, yeah. if you, any community that thrives is one that's united in its mission, who recognizes that you don't have to like each other to make it successful,
right.
that you have to respect each other.
Yeah.
Respect is such a big, so much bigger than the seven or so letters that make up the word.
And also, you know, people got to take up their own armor, too.
Right.
See, one thing about the city, too, is a lot of people like to sit around and wait for their people to help them out.
Hey, then get over it.
Everybody's working.
Right.
Trying to better themselves and working to empower the space around them. Then I think that we can get a lot further, you know, than where we have been getting.
But right.
Since economic times are the way that they are.
Right.
When I got back to California, I was so surprised to see the progress.
Huh.
I mean, it's like 1,000 hood studios.
Right.
dudes,
which are the best studios, y'all.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, people just using their ingenuity
right.
to create. And then I'm seeing little food shacks. And
right.
I'm seeing people that when I was growing up was hustling.
Right.
Now they hustling t-shirts and they
right.
hustling wares
right.
and they doing things legitimately.
Right.
Because everybody got kids now.
Right.
And we don't want our kids to grow up on the same thing.
Right.
But, you know, at the same time. On the other side of the same coin is, you know, the younger generation.
Right.
From the school, the literary issues, the school system. It's just terrible.
Right.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, we gotta even younger.
Take it grassroots though, like places like Ink Tank,
right.
who take it the bull by the horns and, you know, say, I won't wait for you to teach me, we gon' teach me. You know, definitely. But again, going at a community level versus relying on the
right.
system or the government or, you know, fill in the blank when you talk about corporate attitude.
Right.
You know, let's not wait for them. Let's rely on each other.
Yeah.
We got to go. It's 2:56. Our show sadly ends. Let's get your information out, please.
Dreesa, remember this number if y'all want to collaborate and get this work out. 513-546-5954. We always at the Greenwich. Every Sunday, get it in.
Do it, y'all.
Every second and fourth Wednesday, we at Sidwell's Get It In. We do what we want to do. Y'all want to do what we do.
Right.
Do what y'all want to do, man. Stop being afraid to do it. Come out and show these cats what it is.
Right.
It's my city.
It's a new mindset, y'all. You ain't got to think away the same way you used to. Yeah. You really can jump outside the box so the other folks can get in. Y'all move out the way.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
And you're...
And I can't be... I cannot represent that.
Right.
After so many of my people have been...
Right.
Falling by the wayside. So I'm not even being able to be represented. So you got to represent for them if you do.
Right on. That's also, we want to thank y'all for listening. We would not be able to do this at all without y'all. So we want to thank the listeners. Today we had a little excitement with phone lines. Y'all can call in 513-564-9600. Talk to us. Respectfully, please, or you won't get through. Respect.
No, you won't.
Respect. But again, this is Cincinnati's Conscience, the only show on the radio dial, and that's internet radio, y'all, that the citizens of Cincinnati are the celebrities. Mm-hmm. Colay is my home girl as well as my co-host. We would like to seriously, seriously thank Mr. IE. You are welcome back anytime. I think we have a lot to talk about. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Cincinnati's Conscience, and I believe definitely if you're listening, you're turned on. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.